Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, first broadcast on Sunday the 12th of May 2024. The reader on VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. Justin says this broadcast was put together on the Rubicon checkpoint at Sassafras in Northwest VK7 for the Tom Quilty trial event over this weekend. On Sunday, this broadcast originates on repeaters all over VK7 and is rebroadcast on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following stations. On 1.862, Graham VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670, Dale VK7 Delta Golf. On 7140, Peter VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 14130, Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 28525, Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On UHFCB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, Mark VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie. And on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and UHFCB 24 in southern VK7. Islands on the air, IOTA. Activation of VI60IOTA from VK7. The following is from Grant, VK5 Golf Romeo, who is coordinating the activation of a special event call sign celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Islands on the Air program this year in Australia. The call sign is Victor India 60IOTA. As part of the activation, Grant is looking to have the call sign active from as many different VK IOTAs as we can manage. So far, that includes OC171, OC001 and OC261, with plans for OC139, OC136 and hopefully others in the works. One of the biggest islands, second only to the mainland, of course, is Tasmania. It would be great if to also get some VK7 amateurs involved periodically over the next 9 months, activating VI60IOTA from VK7. Each activation window can be as long or as short as the respective operators can offer. If they wish to book the call sign for windows of 6 hours over a weekend or an afternoon, that's fine. To book, they just need to email me at iotacheckpoint@gmail.com. They can then put the call sign on air, making sure to broadcast which IOTA they are located in. In VK7's case, it will be one of the OC006 or potentially the Flinders Island group of OC195 or the King Island Bruny Island group of OC233. The only requirements are that all contacts are logged in an ADIF format and the log is sent by email to iotacheckpoint@gmail.com. within 24 hours of the conclusion of the activation. Grant is hoping we can find some VK7 amateurs who would like to get involved with this project. Each planned activation is added to the VI60IOTA QRZ page along with its IOTA designator so that people know where the call is coming from at any given time. QSL cards are being handled through Charles M0OXO as the event QSL manager, so nothing to do there for the operators either. 73s and regards, says Grant VK5 Golf Romeo, VK/Oceania IOTA Awards Checkpoint for the Islands of the Air Awards program. Broadcast news and VK7AR news, Cracker Broadcast Year. Last weekend was the WIA annual conference and AGM weekend, and therefore that signals the end to another WIA and VK7AR news broadcast year. On behalf of all our listeners, I would like to give a huge thank you to our VK7 Amateur Radio News team. This includes our newsreaders, Mike VK7 Foxtrot Bravo, Justin VK7 Tangled Whiskers, Idris VK7 Zulu India Romeo, Peter VK7 Papa Delta, and Rick VK7 Romeo India. Our many rebroadcasters, Graham VK7 Golf Sierra, Peter VK7 Tango Papa Echo, Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, Clayton VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo, Ross VK7 Whiskey Papa, Peter VK3 Papa Golf, Dale VK7 Delta Golf, Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango, Mark, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie, Tony, VK7 Callsign Unknown, and Jim, VK7 Juliet Hotel. Our callbacks and Northern TOT operators, Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo, Harry, VK7 Hotel X-Ray Tango, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, Peter, VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie, Andrew, VK7 Delta Whiskey, Tony, VK7 Yankee Bravo Golf, Rick, VK7 Romeo India, and Rick, VK7 Hotel Bravo Romeo. That's over 20 people who each week bring you the WIA National News and VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcasts. Now, the lies, damn lies, and statistics, and from smallest to largest totals for the 23/24 broadcast year, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, DATV Northwest, 50. Entark Discord, 67. 160 metres northwest, 97. 20 metres, 159. 80 metres, 221. 10 metres, 282. VK7 Alpha X-ray video stream northwest, 228. UHF CB 24 south, 304. VK7 Alpha X-ray repeaters and links, 357. DMR, 416. D-Star, 489. 40 metres, 557. Statewide repeaters rebroadcast, 686. Statewide repeaters, 1,865. Total, 5,778. Which, just saying, is more than VK1, VK3, VK5 and VK8, and just shy of VK4 and VK6. In comparison with previous years, the 22/23 year we had a total of 5,984. In 21/22, 5,012. In 2021, there were 6,327 callbacks. A couple of weeks ago, we had a record of 62 callbacks on the statewide repeater network callbacks. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, on behalf of the VK7 AR News team. Tassie Ham Econ, in innovation in amateur radio. The Tassie Ham Conference is scheduled for the 1st to the 3rd of November 2024 and is being held at the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. The Friday night is a social barbecue held at the Reist Club Rooms, and then Saturday and the first half of Sunday is a fun-filled conference and presentations and activities centred around innovation in amateur radio. We're locking in a huge number of overseas interstate and local presenters and bookings, and will be open very soon. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details, and that's 73 from the Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. Statewide news and QSL update. And the report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at the 10th of May 2024 is in the email version of this broadcast. Reist members, if you would like your cards left at the Reist Club Rooms, please let Herman know. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, herman@aussiemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And now news from the Northwest and the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. NWTARC car boot / table sale. The event will occur at the 11 District Scout Headquarters at 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. At this stage, the club will have 9 tables available to be rented on the day, Sunday the 19th of May at 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Tables are $10 each, with proceeds going to the 11 District Scouts. You can also set up a table, trailer or car boot on the day for $10 each. Tables are first in, best dressed. Email Eric, VDNEUT1, at bigpond.com. Andrew, VK7 X-Ray Romeo, will be providing FPOS on the day. This may help you sell an item if people haven't brought along sufficient funds. You can use this portable FPOS. There will be a 1.9% bank fee. The money will be reimbursed from Andrew in the ensuing days. Andrew will have the necessary paperwork required if you want to use the FPOS. The system will text receipts to the people in real time. The proposed sausage sizzle is not going ahead. And that's 73 from Eric, PK7 Echo Victor, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club news officer. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now news from the North and the SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summers on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. And the last technical night saw Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, first in the door, and with him came two ex-military field telephone sets. We saw one earlier this year after it was newly acquired, but this time it came back with its twin from Ross's collection. Both were ex-military and the same model, telephone sets D Mark V, and both manufactured by STC Proprietary Limited, that's Standard Telephones and Cables in Sydney. This time it was more as a comparative exercise. The two units manufactured for two different countries. Both units had the same circuit diagram and were the same version number, basically the same, and at first glance were pretty much identical apart from the obvious case colour. One was manufactured in 1941 and the other manufactured in 1943. One was for the Australian Army and the other for the American Navy. One was painted in good old olive drab and the other painted in light beige. One had all circuits and instructions printed black on white, with the other printed in the negative. There were differences in the width of the webbing strap attachments and fasteners, but basically both units were very similar. One interesting addition to the 1943 unit was the inclusion of the new agreed phonetic alphabet for that time. According to Wiki, quote, the US and UK began to coordinate calling alphabets by the military during World War II, and by 1943 they had settled on a streamlined communications that became known as the CCB. Both nations had previously independently developed alphabet naming systems dating back to World War I, end quote. This one was heavily based on the US Army and Navy and was generally called the Abel Baker alphabet. It used shorter everyday words and names and goes like this. Abel, Baker, Charlie, Dog, Easy, Fox, George, How, Item, Jig, King, Love, etc. In 1956, NATO allies decided to adopt one common phonetic alphabet for all members to use. This alphabet is still in use today. That's Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, etc. Thanks, Ross, for giving us the chance to compare the subtle variations of one model between countries. Even though I was aware Nectar was used before November to phonetically represent the letter N, I didn't know that NAN was used even before that. I have learned something new. As noted last broadcast, Peter, VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie, has had quite a bit of success restoring his Whiskey Sierra 62 ex-military HF transceiver to a working state over the past months. Initially with CW, but once that was operational, he has moved on to the amplitude modulation section. This week he has had further success on the AM section of the unit. Peter had a video recording taken from his oscilloscope screen of the demodulated transmission from the WF62 operating in AM. It looked and sounded excellent. As they say, a picture is worth a thousand words, so a video must be conclusive evidence of his progress. NTARC QSL cards. Andrew, VK7 Delta Whiskey, our QSL manager, has advised me that yet another recent delivery of QSL cards has arrived. VK7's Alpha Tango, Alpha Uniform, Bravo Oscar, Delta Oscar November, Golf Charlie, Hotel Bravo Romeo, Juliet Foxtrot Delta, Kilo Juliet Lima, Kilo Whiskey, Mike Alpha Tango, and Zulu Romeo. If you just heard your call sign, then there are cards waiting at the NTARC club rooms for collection on the next coffee morning or technical night. Thank you, Herman, for your continued support regarding QSL deliveries, and thank you, Andrew, for the update. There have been quite a few requests as to whether the club rooms would be opening up to watch the Reese presentation on Glitching Pulsars, the sequel. Well, the 5th of June coincides with the Wednesday technical night, so doors will be open by 6:30 p.m. as usual, and at 7:30 mobile phones will be put on silent and we will cross to the live presentation on the Reese YouTube channel. Normal services will be resumed after the presentation. So rather than sit at home watching, feel free to come along and watch it on a large screen TV in a distraction and stress-free environment. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. It's 73 from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, June presentation, Glitching Pulsars, the sequel we have all been waiting for. Just after discovery of pulsars by Jocelyn Bell in the late 60s, we have known about pulsars glitching. For 50 years, astronomers have been trying to catch a glitch live with a large radio telescope. All failed until 2018, when an unknown Tasmanian did what no one else in the world had done, and it got him published in the world's most prestigious journal. What is a glitch? What is a pulsar? And what happened that made Nature publish his paper? Dr. Jim Palfreman will present the sequel to his 2012 Reese talk, and like Godfather 2 and The Empire Strikes Back, it will be better than the original. See you at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms on the 5th of June 2024 from 7:30 p.m. The presentation will be live and streamed via the Reese YouTube channel. And that's 73 from the Reese Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Group. Last Wednesday night was in the format of the forum of club members relating their experience of going portable / mobile / OTA with lots of show and tell. The quote of the night came from Murray, VK7 Zulu Mike Sierra, who said, "If it works, it's not silly." And this was certainly borne out through the discussion. We went straight to Linda, VK7 Quebec Papa, who outlined her worldwide flora and fauna / parks on the air camping antenna arrangement, which looked very comfortable. We then moved to Harry, VK7 Hotel X-Ray Tango, who showed us his equine endurance / field day setup. Lance, VK7 Zulu Alpha, then showed us his impressive and small SOTA and Parks activation arrangement with comfortable seat, CW paddles, small rig and EFHW antenna. Phil, VK7 Indio Delta, showed us his SOTA beams link dipole, tactical mini, shorter squid / fishing pole and his very nice FX4 rig. Murray, VK7ZMS, took us on a picture journey of his microwave field day, SOTA and portable operation using a Barrett 550 and an FT818. Murray showed some great improvisation using bark as a logbook and the very impressive microwave field day van with 3D printed brackets and other items. Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, showed his portable arrangement in a Pelican case with dual-channel DM700 for APRS and HF. Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, showed his complete portable station with HF rig, tuner, 2 meters, 70-centimeter rigs in a rack. He also uses an FT897 and quad bander with a battery box. Gary finished with his tow bar bracket, squid pole and emphasized using crimp-on connectors. Hayden, VK7 Hotel, showed his DX Commander Expedition pole, Mad Dog coil base loaded vertical with mag base, his 6-metre and 10-metre flower pot, and a WARS power pole power distribution box, EFHW 30 ampere hour Wallaby LiFO LiPo for battery, rig expert, RF parts, RF connector kit, and aero satellite antenna for 2 meter 70 centimeters. Justin VK7TW finished off with his Sotopac IC705 and 3D printed case, an 8-band linked dipole, Bluetooth headset, 7 ampere hour LiPo 4, 9 meter Haverford squid pole and Velcro ties, EFHW, GPD micro PC with 4 digital, and then went into his field day portable arrangement with a 50 ampere hour LiPo 4 and battery box, and a 9 meter pole with 6 and 2 meter and 70 centimeter Yagis, and finished with a field day video. We took questions, comments and learnings, and reminded people of the activation of VI60 IOTA in Tasmania for the next year, and finished with a discussion about logging programs. Thanks to all who came along and shared their experiences. There is a video available on the forum, of the forum on the Reist YouTube channel. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. The DATV studio fires up at 7:30 p.m. with streaming on the Reist YouTube channel and RF broadcasting. While the program is happening in the DATV studio, there is much discussion and experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the rest of the club rooms. After a fortnight break, we get back underway with our WEGS group this week, with a homage to the humble Zilog Z80 CPU, given the announcement to discontinue last week. Its place in computing history cannot be understated. There will also be some other microcontroller projects of note, along with some novel applications, including amateur radio related. We will have a look at the recent equine endurance event that was held at Sassafras over the last weekend, which is a trial for next year's Tom Quilty 160-kilometre ride that is being held in Tasmania again, and much more. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF on DVB-T 7 megs, standard definition, on 445.5 megs. So if you have a TV, a set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. See you there or on the stream, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Reist Training and Assessments. As a gentle reminder, the Reist Training and Assessments team has decided to split the assessments to streamline the training and assessment days. Foundation training and assessment days will be every 2 months, like they are now, and will only be for foundation training and assessments. All the other assessments, standard, advanced or regulations, will be on the other months and will only be assessment sessions. The dates can be found on the Reist events pages. The foundation training and assessment days remain on Saturdays, and they are the 29th of June, 24th of August and the 26th of October. The other licensed assessment days are also on Saturdays, 25th of May, 27th of July and the 28th of September and the 30th of November. We also have a new training and assessment email address for all bookings, queries and questions, and that is reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email address is forwarded to the training and assessment team and they will respond to any requests. So, our next Reist Standard / Advanced License and Regulation Assessment Day is Saturday the 25th of May from 10 a.m, and then please let the team know on email reist.assessor@gmail.com or by ringing Reg Emmett, VK7 Kilo Kilo, the Reist Learning Organiser on 0417 391 607. Please note, the Reist Foundation license training videos have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements. They can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check them out along with the WIA Foundation trial exams. And the 73 is from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640 megs, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF/VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. Statewide Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 megs FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 using Q65 60 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms on the Queen's Domain. Reist WAGS Wednesday Experimenters group from around 6 p.m. with DATV showing... show starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms on the Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 and a TechNet on 3567 megs from 7:30 p.m. until about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. NTARC Club Room Technical Night session Wednesday the 22nd of May from 6:30 p.m. in the Club Rooms, Archer Street in Rochelle. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on the 2 metres VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 on upper sideband. Events NWTARC May the 19th car boot sale from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the 11 District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist and NTARC June the 5th, Glitching Pulsars, the sequel we have all been waiting for with Dr. Jim Palfreman from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NWTARC, June 15, Club Meeting, Scout Hall, Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist, August 7, My Life as a Lighthouse Keeper, with Mike VK7 Foxtrot Bravo from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and via the Reist YouTube streaming channel. VK, November 2nd, 3rd, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your readers, VK7, Papa Delta. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, VK7 Juliet Hotel, and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra. 80 metres, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. 40 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 20 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. 10 metres, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. UHF CB 24, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie. And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the south. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week on VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's cheers and all the best from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.